Well, good morning, everybody. I was talking with some of the school kids. We were talking about donuts, of course, and one of them had a great joke. Why did the donut go to church? Because it was holy. Get it? Anyway, it is funny. But there are donuts after Mass today, so everybody is welcome to come down and have a donut. Listen, if that gospel didn't give you goosebumps, listen to this. Jesus says, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. The gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. I love this connection that Jesus makes between the gate and the way. The gate is narrow that leads to eternity. And the way that leads to the gate is narrow. The way and the gate are connected. I think a lot of us, sometimes we kind of like, oh yeah, I want eternal life. But I don't know that I always want to conform my life to Christian living, the discipline. The second reading today is all about discipline, to the discipline of Christian living, which would be the life of charity, the Christ life, the life of charity, the life of the cross, the life of the sacraments, the life of obedience, the life of faithfulness, the life of prayer, the Christ life. The gate is actually so narrow that only one person can get through it. And you want to know his name is Jesus. Jesus is the only one who can get to heaven because he came from heaven here. And you and I, outside of Jesus Christ, cannot get to heaven. No matter how many good things we do, we can't earn it. The only way to heaven is Jesus. And he even says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He even says, I am the gate. And so if you want to go to heaven, you got to live a life in Christ, a Christ life, the life of charity, the life of the cross, the life of the sacraments, the life of obedience, all these things. When I did the Camino and several folks from the parish, we had such a nice time. It was almost a year ago, hard to believe, the Camino in Spain. And when you're walking this path, it's rocks and mud and all this stuff. And so you could get lost, you know. And it's such a long path. Anyway, every now and again, they give you a signpost. And it's like an arrow, and it has the seashell, which is like the Camino logo, you know, kind of thing. And so I got to thinking, like, what are some of the signposts that might help us to know that we're on the right road, that we're on the narrow path that leads to the narrow gate that leads to heaven? Like, how do we know we're living this Christ life? And I thought of a few things. Number one, when we grow in forgiveness and mercy, when it would be easier to have a resentment, when we grow in any kind of virtue, whether that's self-control, whether it's temperance, whether it's justice or kindness or generosity, when we're growing in the virtues, chastity, purity, when we're living a life of yes to God, like when it would be easier just to say no, but we're living a life where we're always sort of saying yes to God, a life where we're hungering for the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is Jesus, where we would never even imagine a Sunday without the Mass or a week without a holy hour in the chapel, that we have a hunger for heaven. Jesus says that some people will knock on heaven's door and he's going to say, I don't know who you are. So we have a hunger to pass time with Jesus in the Eucharist, that we have compassion for the poor, that we have a desire to serve instead of being served. A fidelity to prayer, even when we're tempted just to watch the TV. These are some signposts that we're on the right road, that we're on the narrow path. a wonderful saint by the name of Saint Eugene. He said, if you want to die like the saints, you have to live like the saints. And that's a life in Jesus, a life of fidelity to the good Lord. And I think that the saints, what they were faithful. They walked the narrow path that leads to the narrow gate. That doesn't mean they never fell. They weren't perfect. So you and I, we can be on the narrow path. We can be on the right road and still fall. But when we fall, we run to confession. We run to the Lord to be forgiven so that we can stand up again and get back on the path that leads to the narrow gate. We pray today that we will have the courage to step away from the broad road of comfort and convenience that leads to destruction, and that we will instead follow in the narrow path of holiness that leads to eternal life. And you know, it is impossible without the good Jesus. And we are about to receive him, not a symbol of him, but him at this altar right here. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.